I think you do go through an awkward stage, self-conscious stage, when you first become what people refer to as a star. So you develop a walk, or, you know, you sit at a restaurant eating self-consciously or whatever it is. I think I went through that. I was 23, 24. And I see it now. I see my younger friends who are in bands going through it, and you just smile. We don't go around with, you know, big entourages or, you know, security. We know how to handle ourselves. We have something that very few people have. We are stinking rich rock stars, okay, with an audience whom we love and love us, who won't give up our freedom for that.
Larry doesn't like to be looked at when he's eating. That dates from the early days. Which was the school dining room, really, wasn't it, Larry?
There were some wealthy folk and some not so wealthy folk, and I happened to be friendly with someone who was actually quite well off. So when he brought his sandwiches, they came in a special little box, and there were rolls, and it was like really nice ham and cheese. And I arrived with mine instead of an old bread wrapper, and it wasn't quite ham, it was more Spam. And I just said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I didn't eat for 7.5 years. And therefore...
lunch envy. You suffer from lunch.
My brother worked in an airport. So he used to bring home airline food. And our high school was near the airport. And instead of bringing in school lunches, they got airline food brought in. So I used to eat airline food during the day and then go home. And I have airline food. Then I joined a rock band. I'm eating airline food ever since. But I remember Adam would be waiting just as you're about to toss your airline food into the bin, and Adam would go, I'll have that.
When we finish a tour, we finish a record, and I was like, will we ever make another one?
See, that's the thing. Unless you die on a cross at age 33, there's the sense that in rock and roll, you've disappointed people. We made a promise to each other and to ourselves that we weren't going to die stupid. We were actually going to make it out through this with our sharpness.
We're great believers in, you know, what's coming around the next corner. We're
the future.
Yeah, we're there.
I'm excited about the future.